Now, in section 84, he is speaking about the essential for the entrance into the kingdom of God. Essential for the entrance into the kingdom of God. And in this section, he speaks of the children, because he's there and the children are coming to relate to him, and the disciples feel, oh my, don't let the children bother him. And he always turns every occasion into a teaching occasion. So he says, no, let them come. Because everyone that enters the kingdom of God has to be as a little child. We're all familiar with that passage, are we not? Yes, we are. And then, of course, you need to ponder, what does it mean to be as a little child? And most of the time we come up with the idea that a little child is very innocent. Or that he's very teachable. And generally in the discussions you come up with all kinds of ideas of what it means to be like a little child that makes it possible for you to enter the kingdom of God. But really, if you reduce it down to the one thing that is the most universal about all little children, because all little children are not alike at all. As a matter of fact, a lot of them are monsters. And we aren't saying which ones, but we've all experienced them, haven't we? Or we'd say they might be very pliable and very conditioned and potentially conditioned. But if you stop and think about something, there is this about it that is very interesting. There is not any way by which a little child is going to avoid becoming an adult body if he does the right thing. You can't help it. It's an inevitability. You feed him, you give him his drink, you put him to bed, you let him be, you let him exercise, and all of a sudden, without anybody doing anything, he's growing. Isn't that right? He's growing, he's growing, he's growing until he matures. So the really important thing is to find out what the right conditions are to fulfill. That is the key to this parable. What are the conditions that a person must fulfill, which if he fulfills and continues to fulfill, he will inevitably become enlightened. He will inevitably become mature. He will inevitably become an expression of the Spirit and the truth. And what would that be? Wouldn't that be interesting to ask you? What are the conditions? What are the conditions? Well, we know one thing, which is first, a person must make a decision. The same kind of decision that has to be made when one enrolls in medical school, or one enrolls in a class to learn to master piano or skiing or any discipline that you want to master, become excellent in. You have to make a decision. Then obviously you have to learn something, and then you have to practice it diligently. And we know that the thing that you decide is that I am going to decide to no longer be ruled by the conditioning that was imposed upon me, that keeps me from being who I really am, and pushes me around and makes me do all kinds of things that are not from my own center and from my own perception, from my birthright. And also, I then commit to release all the things in me that are inconsistent with having the right spirit. The spirit of love, the spirit of responsiveness, the spirit of spontaneous presence. And then I will search and search until I find the truth. And then when I find the truth, particularly the truth that relates to well-being, to life, to what is supportive of life, creative life, fulfilled, meaningful life, I will do it. There will be no wavering. I will act upon it. Now, those are the conditions. Is that right? Those are the conditions that we all understand in common? If you do that, then you will live and live the fulfilled life. And if we all were to do that, if we were to say we could measure the condition of the planet, if everybody did that, it would be in very good shape and we could resolve all problems. And without that, we have a tremendous predicament of resolving problems. So those would be the conditions that you have to fulfill and constantly practice, and then you will enter the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven. Any questions on that? essentials, and it's labeled essential, essential for entrance into the kingdom of God. See, when you say the word essential, it's either something very basic or something without which you cannot.